And in Iraq and Syria, there are still many people who are considering leaving. They're drawn by the stories of friends who make it all the way to Europe. NPR's Alice Fordham in Iraq finds many eager to join the exodus.
It seems lively out on the weekend in Baghdad. A wedding party drives past open-air cafes. And at Ali Hussein's juice stand, decorated with plastic bananas, they're squeezing oranges. But he's gloomy. Some of his friends just passed by to say farewell. They heard German Chancellor Angela Merkel was welcoming Iraqis. So one by one, they said, I'm going to Europe. Hussein says you can't count the number of his friends who've gone, and all in the last 2 months. The Germans should expect a lot more people, he adds. Iraqis form a significant chunk of the migrants streaming into Europe. The International Organization for Migration says 1,000 Iraqis got to Greece illegally in 2014. More than five times that arrived there through July this year. And interviews with a dozen people here suggest those numbers are going to rise. Everyone knows several friends and relatives who've left abruptly this summer. Travel agents are doing a roaring trade in plane and bus tickets to Turkey, the first stop on the smuggling trail. Iraq has long struggled with violence and dysfunction. That's nothing new. So to find out why so many are leaving right now, I head to the taxi line by the airport. Ahmed Abdullah is wearing a t-shirt which says in French, "Save bamboo, eat a panda." He doesn't actually speak French, but as he says goodbye today to friends heading to Istanbul, he's thinking of trying to get to Europe himself. The incentive is simply that he's seen so many people take the trip lately and believes Europe is more welcoming now than before. He drives a taxi and is in a kind of informal syndicate of 80 guys, except that 50 of them left over the summer. And all of them made it. They're in various parts of Europe seeking asylum. So he's inclined to join them. And of course, the situation in Iraq isn't getting any easier. There's no security here, he says. There's bombs. The UN counts several hundred Iraqi civilians killed each month. Plus, a swath of the country is controlled by ISIS, and low oil prices have damaged the economy. And nothing's getting better in Syria either, where the vast majority of the newcomers in Europe are coming from. I call Rabia Banna in Lebanon. He's Syrian himself and works with a charity helping Syrians.
The people coming from Syria, they are fleeing the danger, like fighting, the barrel bombs, the rockets.
Rockets and barrel bombs are still falling on civilian areas across Syria, where the war kills thousands every month. Banna says as summer turns to fall and the weather gets stormy, fewer people will try to cross the sea. But there'll be more in spring.
I think it will be the same for the next years.
The hundreds of thousands arriving in Europe are still a small percentage of the millions of refugees languishing in Turkey, Lebanon and Jordan. But most of them are too poor to make the trip. Banna says it's the remnants of the middle class who can just manage to pay the smugglers' fees. Outside Baghdad airport, I talk with a couple who fled ISIS with their toddler. Wijdan Najah is a Shiite Muslim, and ISIS is a Sunni group that kills Shiites systematically. Najah says she just wants safety for her daughter. Here it's getting worse and worse, says her husband Abdurrahman Muhammad. Of course it will be better there. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.